On Sunday, April the 14th, Pope Francis will take possession of the Papal Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls in Rome. The Pope will celebrate Mass at the Basilica together with the Benedictine monks to whom the Basilica and the adjoining monastery are entrusted. The Basilica itself is beautiful and historic. From an architectural and an artistic perspective, it has many attractions, from its outside quadriportico and mosaic façade to the vast interior, with its naves and chapels, where many treasures are contained, such as St. Paul's tomb, the ancient chains that constrained him before he was martyred, the precious bronze holy door, and the mosaic medallions, one for every single Roman pontiff, starting with Peter himself. Benedictine abbot Edmund Power gave me a description of his beloved basilica, pausing to focus on some of its features. First, he speaks of the long series of medallions which depict all the popes throughout history, a tradition started in the 5th century under the pontificate of Leo the Great. The next portrait medallion to go up will obviously be that of Pope Francis, but Abbot Power says before that's commissioned, the basilica will have to find the money to do so.
The basilica itself, for those who don't know, it's a very large basilica. It was burnt to the ground in the 1800s, if I'm not mistaken. Rebuilt, it's got a beautiful mosaic facade, and it's full of interesting things. It also has all the ovals with the images of all the popes from Petrus on around the top of the ceiling. I don't know what to call it in an architectural terminology. I've seen Benedict is up there. How does that work? Are you already preparing one for Francis?
Well, we've got to find the money first. And then we'll maybe start preparing one for Francis. Yeah, in fact, the Basilica, it's enormous. It's the second biggest after St. Peter's. It's a little bit bigger than the Lateran Basilica. There was the Great Fire in 1823, which largely destroyed the Basilica that had been there since about the year 390, the second Basilica, of the same style and size. It didn't burn to the ground, in fact. It was quite badly damaged, and they demolished then the entire nave and rebuilt it. But a large part of the transept and the apse did remain, and the mosaics were greatly restored, but they are the original mosaics restored. So, in fact, the basilica has a number of elements that date to the pre-fire. It's not just a new building. Now, the famous series of papal images, or they're all mosaics. There's 260-odd. And what we'll have to do now is order, from the Vatican mosaic workshops, the mosaic of Pope Francis. But at the same time, we will add, under the mosaic of Benedict XVI, the number of years, months and days of his pontificate. And then up will go Pope Francis. Now, we'll need to choose a photo of him that will be suitable, and then the mosaic will be made. It's quite costly. The mosaics are very large, 1.4 metres in diameter. So that will take place, I would imagine, in the course of the next several months. And then I hope there'll be some sponsors out there who might contribute to the cost that the basilica has to bear.
You also have a holy door, a very special holy door.
Yeah, all the four papal basilicas have holy doors, which are opened ceremonially and formally by the Pope or by his delegate at the beginning of each holy year, which is normally every 25 years. The last time our holy door was opened, therefore, was the year 2000, the last holy year. Now, I think it's particularly interesting because if you go and look at it on the inside, you'll see a panelled brass door with 57 images, rather archaic looking, and it's called the Byzantine door. It was commissioned in the 11th century by a wealthy man from the Naples area and made in Constantinople, which was then still an imperial Christian city. And we're talking maybe 300-400 years before the fall of Constantinople to the Turks. So it's still a Christian city, and this was commissioned, and it was the main door of the basilica in the centre, and it remained there until the Great Fire of 1823, when it was greatly damaged. But it's been reconstructed, and it forms the inner door of the Holy Door. Now, if you open it, and I'm afraid you won't be able to, because the next time will be 2025, so patience. But if you open it, the wall is very thick, and there's a kind of passageway that goes through to the outer door, which opens onto the quadriportico, the four-sided cloister or walkway on the outside. Now, between these two doors, there's a brick wall, so you can't pass through. The brick wall is demolished at the beginning of the Holy Year when the doors are opened. On the other side, the outer side, there is another door, relatively modern, made in Milan, with certain images of the Basilica and of Rome. And I think it's very nice, this symbolism, because on the eastern side of the Holy Door, the eastern door, the inner door, is an oriental door made in Constantinople. And the one on the western side, the outward going door, is an occidental or western door. And so we've got the two doors represent east and west. And it makes us remember the symbolism about which Pope John Paul II spoke, about the two lungs with which the church has to breathe. And our papal basilica, dedicated to the great apostle of East and West, has this symbolism in its holy door. But, I'm sorry to our listeners, you won't be able to pass through it until 2025.